the Father.
The unmistakable sound of Darth Vader. And for his unmistakable costume, we can thank John Mollo. The costume designer died recently at the age of 86. He'd been a Hollywood regular, but it was Star Wars that brought him up to the podium for an Oscar in 1978.
As you see, the costumes from Star Wars are really not so much costumes as a bit of plumbing and general automobile engineering.
Okay, so the Stormtrooper costumes do look a little like they are made out of coolant hoses, but Mollo was selling himself short. His costumes were inspired less by car parts, more by military history. Leila French, the director of archives for the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, is a Star Wars costumes expert. So tell us about John Mollo. He wasn't even much of a science fiction fan, I hear. So how did he end up working on Star Wars?
Well, when George was looking for a costume designer, a friend referred John Mollo to George because he had a great military history and military costume history and had advised other films. And since George was thinking of this movie as very military focused, he liked that idea. And he said, great, bring him over. And that's how John Mollo got brought into a science fiction film.
And how did John Mollo get a start in film? Was he a costumer by trade or a historian first?
Military costume historian since he was a little kid.
Wow.
He watched movies and fell in love with the costumes, and the military costumes really grabbed his attention. I believe it was both him and his brother that became experts in military, European, and including U.S. history, from historical all the way to, you know, current wars.
So this guy with some serious history cred gets involved in this science fiction blockbuster. What was the collaboration like between Mollo and Star Wars director George Lucas?
They worked very closely together, and Mollo did most of his design conversations and approvals directly with George. And he said that it made it really easy because George is very specific about what he wanted, and George himself loves military history. And so I think they both, you know, were on kind of on the same page. And George did not want the costumes to look like sci-fi movies. He wanted them beat up and dirty and more pulling from U.S. and European military history and less from Flash Gordon. And one of the famous quotes that George gave to John Mollo when they were starting out was, he's like, I don't want anyone to notice the costumes. I'll know you've done your job if no one notices these costumes and they just watch the movie.
I got to say, if there was one super noticeable costume, it has to be the one that Darth Vader wore, that black helmet morphed with a gas mask, his long flowing robe. I mean, if it wasn't so evil, it'd be pretty eclectic. What elements did Mollo draw on for Darth Vader?
So Darth Vader, when George described it as a character, it was a dark lord of the night riding on the wind. Very poetic,
I'll say.
And from there, what Mollo saw, because now he's looking at it through the lens of a historian, right? Costume historian. He saw World War trench armor. He saw a Nazi helmet. He saw a samurai. And then you add a cape. So that's what he did. He went into a costume department shop in London called Berman's. And he put an actor together with random pieces. So he found a motorcycle outfit and he put him in that. And he found this long black cape and he threw that on him. And then they found a gas mask from World War I and they put it on, and then they added a Nazi helmet. And that was a test dress. And so they took photos, showed George, and he's like, yes, I like that direction. Keep going that way.
What is it about Mollo's costumes, you think, in Star Wars that made him so iconic? Well, his work on other historic films like Barry Lyndon or The Charge of the Light Brigade, movies that really demanded his attention to historic detail, they kind of went unnoticed by so many moviegoers.
I think it's because they were creating something completely new. Historical films, those costumes, you're replicating something that already existed. With Star Wars, you're creating something that's never theoretically existed, but you're pulling on archetypes from our current fashion history. You know, watching the movie, it's not jumping at you and bothering you what they're wearing. In fact, it makes sense. It's like visual cues, if you would, that Vader is evil by his outfit. So they were inspired by all these historical references, and then they mix matched samurai, Russian Cossack, medieval, Tibetan, you name it. They pull it all together, mash it up, shake it, change it up, and then put it into a movie that is, you know, no one had really seen a movie like that before.
Leila French, the director of archives for the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, telling us about the late costume designer for Star Wars, John Mollo. Thanks so much for your time, Leila.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a pleasure.